Blog Talk Radio.
You are the God of greater. You are the God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance, my creator, the all-sufficient one. In you, nothing missing, oh Lord, and nothing lacking. In you, all provision, my creator, the all-sufficient one.
You are the God of greater. You are the God of more than enough.
Anybody believe that? Is that who he is to you?
Creator,
it's sufficient.
All
Father, in you.
In you nothing missing.
Hallelujah. Nothing lacking.
Nothing lacking. In you. All
sufficient. Come on, we worship. Let's say it again. In you. Nothing missing.
Nothing,
yeah, nothing lacking in him. Father, in you all provision. Come on, let's take it up. That's it. Come on, help us out, Daniel.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Thank God. What a beautiful song. God is everything that you need, that we need. Amen. It's Friday. Can you believe it? The week has gone by so quickly. To me, anyway. It's gone by so quickly. And I am just thankful for every day that God has given and every moment that I've been able to have. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I pray that you too are grateful, that you too are grateful, that you too are excited about life and about what God is doing, about how God is working in your midst. Amen. This is Pastor Steven Hernandez. Welcome to Hope City Radio, and we thank God for you, and so glad that you are with us, that you have found time to be with us this morning. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. What is it that God is speaking in your life? What is it that God is saying? What is it God is calling you to do? What is it that God is speaking to you about that you have been, I don't know, ignoring? You have been pushing to the side. You have been saying, oh, not yet, God. No. I'll get to that. Is there something that God has been speaking to you about, telling you to step up to or step off of? And have you been still saying, well, God, not yet. But I'm not necessarily ready for that. I don't know what that is in your life, but I believe that God is speaking to you and he is pushing you to your next thing, to the next thing that he has called you to do, to the next relationship that he's calling you to be in, to the next idea, to the next place, next job, next career, maybe even the next business. And it's time for you to answer God with a yes. It's time for you to answer God with a yes. Yes. Doesn't mean that I know everything. Doesn't mean that I've got it all together. It just means that here I am. God, you know where I am. And I'm going to do what it is that you're calling me to do, even scared. If I have to do it scared, if I have to do it when I am unsure, if I have to do it and knowing that God, I don't know exactly what to do, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what it is that you've called me to do. God is waiting for you to make that step. You say, yeah, we often say that we're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on the Lord. And I wonder sometimes when people say that, we're waiting for him to do. I think sometimes we're waiting for God to change his mind. We're waiting for God to follow us. We're waiting for God to do it our way. We're waiting for God to make the decision to do what it is that we are saying. Sometimes we're waiting for God to read the memo on how we want it done. But I just think it's less likely that we are waiting on God for us to make the move that he's called us to make. We're often waiting for him to do something different. What is it that God is speaking to you that you are ignoring? What is that, maybe that quiet, still voice on the inside that you're ignoring? Or perhaps it's the heavy push that you're ignoring. But what is it that God is saying to you that you're ignoring? And when are you going to stop ignoring what God is saying? The direction God wants you to take, the things that God wants you to do. And how do we stop ignoring? We follow him. Make decisions to do what it is God has called us to do. Make decisions to wake up and to move toward him and to do it God's way. We don't wait for God to change his mind. We thank him for what he told us to do, and we begin to do it. Well, I don't know how to do it. Well, sometimes we have to do it scared. Sometimes we have to ask and find people who have done what it is that we are asking God about, and we've got to follow them as they do what it is God has called them to do. And we'll see God once we start moving. Let's see if I can say that one more time. We'll see God once we start moving. How many of us are missing God because we're waiting for God, quote unquote, waiting for God, but we have not yet moved? We haven't made a decision to move. We haven't changed anything. We haven't started doing anything that the Lord has spoken to us and told us to do. You start moving, then you will see the hand of the Lord. And sometimes moving is just starting to pray about it. Sometimes it's as simple as asking God about it in prayer. What is it that God is pushing you to do that you are ignoring? Because there's something. There is something. Let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Father, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know where we lack. You know what we lack. You know how we lack. And we know that you have spoken and have been speaking to us. And we've been ignoring you. We've been ignoring that gentle voice. We've been ignoring that heavy calling, whatever that is. We've been ignoring your voice. And God, we've been ignoring you and at the same time asking you to speak to us. We've been ignoring you and at the same time asking you, where are you? We've been ignoring you and at the same time asking you to answer us and to speak to us. We've been ignoring you and at the same time we have been crying out to you for answers. Lord, we want to stop pretending like you haven't already given us instruction. We want to stop pretending like you haven't given us ideas and you haven't given us thoughts and dreams and visions. You've already done all of that. You've already spoken to us about our future. You've already spoken to us about the steps you want us to take. And God, we're going to stop ignoring. We're going to stop pretending. We're going to stop trying to get you to do it a different way. And we're going to follow you in these moments, even when we don't understand, even when we can't trace you, even when we can't explain to people what it is you're doing. We're going to follow you. We're going to follow you in prayer. We're going to follow you in devotion. We're going to follow you in faith and in trust. We're going to follow you and believe that you have begun a good work in us and that you will complete it. We believe you, God, as we have found so many reasons to stop, so many reasons to walk away, so many reasons to do things differently. Lord, we're going to start finding the reasons to trust you. We're going to start finding the reasons to come after you. We're going to start finding the reason to believe you, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that is at work in us. And so we're going to believe you. We're going to trust you. We're going to obey you. We're going to walk upright before you. We're going to know that you are with us. We're going to step out on you and believe you in this season to do the exceeding abundant and over what it is we can see. Lord, would you give us faith to believe you? Give us faith to follow you. Give us faith to trust you. Give us faith to walk upright before you. Give us faith, Lord, to speak your word and to believe that you are already at work in the midst of us. You are already at work. We cannot even see you. And God, we trust you to open up doors. We trust you to make a way where there is absolutely no way. We trust you to make things happen even when we can't see how. We trust you. We trust you to use us in ways that we can't even imagine. God, we ask in the name of Jesus, say, moving in your direction, and that we will never again look for reasons to disobey you. We will never again look for reasons not to follow you. We will never again look for reasons not to believe you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 Go forth in this weekend and watch God do great things for you. Don't forget this Sunday, we'll be having our joint service. So we will meet at 11 a.m. At the Spring Creek Educational Campus, which is our Spring Creek location on the corner of Elton and Flatlands. We'll meet there. We're going to have a panel discussion on relationships. We're going to take the questions that you've been asking over the last 4 or 5 weeks of this series, and we're going to try to answer some of those in a discussion with a panel. And so look forward to seeing you and knowing that God is on your side and he's speaking. He's making a difference in your life. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bye.